We know the Chanan sons taught Torah B'nai Brak.
The Shulah HaKodesh asks that question. How is this possible? The Gemara says in Gittin from that Mibnei Bonov Shel Homon, they taught Torah to B'nai Israel in B'nai Brak. There are different answers that it's from the wife, or the Shulah HaKodesh says, this shows that there does not exist anything in creation that's all bad. There's no such metzius. So that even from Amalek, there was a good that had to come from it. And he shows it from the Ketoris. It's brought that the Ketoris represents highest type of Korban, in that it takes the lowest items and brings it in. In the Ketoris, they added the Chelbana, which was this horrible smelling thing that was included, to show that Ketoris represents bringing the Rishoim into the Minyan also. That concept. The Gemara says, where do we see Mordechai mentioned in the Chumash? In the Ketoris, one of the most important spices in the Ketoris was called Mor, and in the Chumash it calls it Mor Deror, and the Targum on that word is Mordechai. So the Gemara says, we see that there's a remez in the Chumash for Mordechai. Mordechai is mentioned in the Chumash. The Gemara says, where do we see Haman mentioned in the Chumash? The Gemara says in Chulin. Hamin ho'etz hazeh. Did you eat from this tree that I told you not to eat from? Hamin. Hey mem nun. It's spelled without a yud. The Shulah HaKodesh says there's another place that Haman is found in the Torah. The word chelbana is exactly bigimatria Haman. So that the Ketoris represents such an unbelievable tikkun that it encompasses Mordechai and Haman in one. It's a tikkun where the highest tzaddik goes down to the lowest possible place of tumah and affects a tikkun there. What are you, crazy? Tikkun Amalek? It says in the Chumash, Mochay Timche Zecher Amalek. So what? It says in the Gemara that Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman, that even from Amalek, somehow Hashem was able to bring a drop of good even from there. Now this is a very deep concept because, you know, we know that in general terms, Amalek is wipeout. But yet, the Gemara does say, B'mefurash, as Chaim corroborated, that Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman, they taught Torah to the Jews in Bnei Brak. They became leaders in Am Yisrael. So go figure it out.
This is also the concept of Mordechai going inside on Purim to get the spark from the biggest darkness. So by being drunk,
exactly,
you go inside and find that.
We once spoke of saying Baruch Haman, you know, switching Oruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Exactly. Let's go back to Earth. So he said, Ki Amalek Bechinas Mishpat Me'ukol Bechinas Tipas Esav Yishmoel Erev Rab. That's who Haman is. Haman Amalek. The Yisroi Hahepech Mehem. Whereas Yisroi is the opposite of them. He's the exact opposite. Bechinas Ger Tzedek. He is called a Ger Tzedek. And Shel Hoysif HaParsha Shel Tikun HaMishpot. That's why he, Bedavka, was the one who added this section of the Torah that speaks about Tikun HaMishpot. She'ikar Kabolas HaTorah Tluya Bozeh. The main ability to receive the Torah is dependent on a person's level of Tikun HaMishpot, to what extent the person has combined Chesed and Din properly together, the Tzedakah HaMishpot, as we learned so many times before. Ki Iker HaTikun Shel Yetzias Mitzrayim Nishlam B'Shavuos, Beis Kabbalas HaTorah. The main shleimus of Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on Shavuos when the Yidden received the Torah. Shebishul zeh hoyeikar Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the main reason for leaving Mitzrayim, so that they could have Kabbalas HaTorah. Kama shekosuv bo hitziachom meyaretz Mitzrayim tavdu neselokim al hohor hazeh. When you come out of Mitzrayim, you'll worship Hashem on this mountain, Mount Sinai. V'alkein hischil anoichi Hashem alekecho asher yitzisicho meyaretz Mitzrayim. That's why the Ten Commandments begins with I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt, because the ultimate purpose for coming out of Egypt was the Aseres HaDibros. Avol Machmas or Erev Rav, but because there were these bandits, this crew called the Erev Rav, Adayin Loi Nishlam Bishleimus Tikun HaMishpot, they made it that the Tikun HaMishpot was not Bishleimus. Al Kain Hava Maida Hava. Therefore, there happened what happened. You know, all the trouble that went on during the Midbar and everything afterwards. V'hatikun b'Rosh Hashanah. the main tikkun for mishpat is on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz ikra tikkun ha-mishpat. Valkein b'yom kippurim nimchal havoin. That's why the sin of the Egel HaZohav was forgiven on Yom Kippur. Ki oz gemar ha-mishpat emes. That's when there's the final tikkun of the mishpat. Aval ein ha-tikkun nishlam b'shon echad. However, this tikkun cannot happen in 1 year. Otherwise, he would say the first time the Jews had Yom Kippur, Mashiach should have come. This tikkun has to take place over a period of thousands of years. Kiim ad sheyovoi Mashiach kanal. It's only when Mashiach's going to come that there's going to be this final finalization of the tikkun ha-mishpat.